It's a jamming Fireworks Friday. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. And Rotoplastics, Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentas Water Pump. I'm not alone. I got some company today.
Oh yeah, I want to keep your company.
I gotta explain, right? Because the look that I got just now is not that sort of company. I just know how this afternoon is gonna go. That other kind of company is gonna come later. To the hour of 4 o'clock now. Something was fighting against it. I don't know what. I really do not know what. But I just threw my hand in the air and just say, you know what? Well, whatever, whenever, however. Because he was supposed to. Let me go back at the dates here, though. Let me fly back here at the dates because that was Elsa. And then, so we were looking originally at the 19th of June. Horse racing, 26th of June, horse racing. Looking at the 18th and 25th of horse racing. Then the second, a young lady by the name of Elsa, passed through, made her presence felt. Then there was a Monday, he couldn't make it. But he here now. Mr. Mercer, how you doing, sir?
A blessing, good afternoon to you, sir.
my, come me. He's a hard man to get.
That is not true. That is not true at all.
I would think that is a regular crop over or something. I actually, you know, it's easier to get you during a crop over.
My work, haven't you been working? You know, in your studio, we doing stuff.
But you know what? That's one thing you can always say about you. You're always working, and even in the face of a pandemic, you kept working. And while people have been working less, you went and put yourself as a radio announcer. Remember, added that to the long list of things that you do.
I like to learn new things. Uh-huh. And I will say, and I say publicly, boy, that experience has given me a whole new respect for DJs and radio announcers.
It's about time, buddy.
I always have respect for them.
I know, man.
Whole new respect for them, boy. For real. But it's cool. It's fine.
Yeah. What brought that around? Did someone approach you, or did you?
Yeah man. That's one of them things. It was like, "Ma, you would do this?"
"Ma, yeah."
When it done, "Before I get myself in." Mm. Okay, this is so literate.
Yeah.
When I get the opportunity like that, something I can learn from, I jump in on it.
Yeah.
For real.
That's amazing, because as I said, you know, just seems as if you're always looking for the next thing to do, something else to reoccupy yourself. Was that the goal during the pandemic, where, you know, you can't do the traditional things that you normally do, so let me find another hole to trouble?
Your rhetoric amazes me, Kashi. Your rhetoric amazes me. You know, a lot of people say, man, in the pandemic, if you come out of the pandemic and you learn something new or that sort of stuff, you approach it wrong. I didn't agree with that. Everybody deal with things differently.
Yeah.
You understand? First off, and this pandemic would have brought a lot of issues to the fore that a lot of people were trying to ignore prior. Mm-hmm. You understand? A lot of personal issues. So it wasn't a case that, all right, it got trained. Learn 5 languages and all this coming out of here. Initially, it was, boy, just stay sane. That was my thing. Just survive and stay sane. All right? Because coming from an extremely hectic touring schedule to not traveling at all, you know, can't go on a stage, can't interact with people, that's a complete 180.
Yeah.
And not shots going the opposite direction. You know what I'm saying? So that within itself was challenging, right? But as along the way that opportunities arose, and I said, man, all right, let me see what you can learn here. I did over like one or two courses as well. That got, you know, during the pandemic, everything was free for online.
Yeah.
So it was like, sweet. So you do a little marketing course, you know what I'm saying? I do some it was marketing. I did some forensic psychology. Yeah, that was my thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay. No. As someone that, and you always wait for this here, say, which is longer, the song or the list of sponsors? so marketing, I understand, but forensic psychology.
Yeah, I studied psychology at UE, right? And if not for music, my next thing was to become an FBI profiler.
Word.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I am super, anybody that know me knows criminal minds.
Oh, yes. I love criminal minds.
Right? So anything to assist. I find people intriguing. I don't always like the ways, but I like people. Right? So when I saw the opportunity there, I was like, that's interesting. And it's free. So it was a nice little 6-week course. And anyway, just keep things sparking.
Nice. So perhaps, because, you know, I know you're always planning, always looking ahead. So, you know, when you're not walking up across the stage, then perhaps, you know. But you saw Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. He's a sheriff's deputy. Yeah. Correct. So,
well, you never know. But what I tell people all the time, I actually use psychology in my music. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of observing. I ask a lot of questions and that sort of stuff, and try to understand Sometimes I will go to a fair and I'm partying. I just looking at what people move into. I try to figure out where to move into that specifically.
Uh-huh.
Because there has to be a reason that you move into this but in this song and not in another one.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly it's not only that the but that making you move.
Something else.
So it's something else. Mm-hmm. And ain't only the lyrics needed. It's different low frequencies and different. It's always a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I used to, because in all of this, they're really in a formula for music. You really can't say, all right, this can't hit for sure.
Mm.
That music. You can't do that with music.
You're trying.
You can say, there's a high possibility according to how things going right now that it may hit. But you can never straight up and say, yes, this is going to be a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it released, people may just shift from that scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it goes a different thing. So you hope that, because that's how music goes, that whole industry is.
All right. So we got the psychology, we got the marketing done. So that's mm-hmm. all going towards helping to build you as a person, yes, and the correct. Brand, etc. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what else? What else do you get to do?
I was teaching myself some keyboard.
Teaching yourself. Self.
Yeah, I study music.
Yeah.
I actually study music theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say it's not simple math, but music is math, right? So I would just play around with the keyboard and stuff. But sometimes it will come to a point that I would just say, I tired of this lockdown thing.
Yeah.
I really tired of this lockdown thing. And I was really like to go, you know, and wind up on a girlie.
But these are all things that you would have done eventually, though, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah? The studying and the keyboards.
Correct.
And all
that.
But, you know, you had the time not to do it,
though. Exactly. And there are a lot of projects, a lot of different kinds of projects I wanted to do over the years I just didn't have the time to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One, for instance, is like that collaboration with John Yard.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
That was,
Peace. That was one of those songs for years, and prior to COVID I had not heard that song in eons.
Mm.
But that was one of those songs that in the interim, whenever I hear it, I was like, I would like to do a version of that song.
Mm.
Right? But obviously because stuff slowed down and I was reminded of it right in COVID, I was like, nah boy, there's a sign.
Mm.
Right? And the response to that has been amazing.
And it was always John you had to do it with.
Yeah. No, the thing is, it was going to be by myself.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I reached out to John to ask him, all right, give me some insight on how to execute this properly.
Mm.
Right? And he was like, bruh, I would love to be a part of this project. Or no problem. So and the vibe, again, the vibe just meshed. Everything just, it came together so nice. The recording, the video, everything, it was just almost effortless.
Yeah, because I can say, when I saw the song, when it came to me, wait, what?
It jumped a lot of people. Like
typo or something? What's going on here? But as you say, you know, it really hit off. You know, it was a play. And anyone that knows you, you know, that's just the sort of person you are anyway.
Yeah,
so,
man. And then, like, you know, from G Syndicate days, and I like my harmonies and that sort of stuff. And it was finally a time that I could, sing bass in that as well, right? So it was good fun, man. And
some more projects like that there, probably.
Yeah, right? for sure. And obviously you had the Christmas track with Mahalia.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That was another thing that I wanted to do. And me and Mahalia were going back and forth for years, but you know, man, we're going to do a song together, But the space and the time. So we were quite happy to get that project done. But I can tell you, it got real slow because someone's there saying, no, I can tell you for a fact.
They're seeing you personally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recorded?
Recorded, videos done, everything.
Wait. Hold on. Piece of paper here. Yeah. Pen. Okay. I'm ready. So tell me about these songs that you're sitting on.
Man, I got some Raga Soakers and I got some Power Soakers.
Yeah. You got Bashman in there too?
Nah, I got a bathroom
right there. No, what? I mean, I, as you're doing different things, as you
because I've always been when they ask like what defines bashment?
Here we go.
Then I never got a definitive answer. Right? Some people say it's the rhythm. Some people say it's the lyrics. I said the lyrics. I said lyrics.
Can't be lyrics.
Can't be lyrics. Lyrics don't ever dictate a genre.
Come on now. Can't be lyrics.
And so it was a lot back and forth, and they can never really come to.
Hold on. So we get a bashment rhythm mm-hmm. here now. Mm-hmm. No, like Gucci rhythm or something. So you being on that. That would be a bashment
track. I could easily do it.
And I know, like, don't tell me you haven't been approached.
But once or twice. But they would approach me and then want to pigeonhole what they want me to sing about.
Oh,
no. Nah. You can't do that. Can't do that.
Is that happening? Is that why we seem to have,
I can only tell you what happened to me. I ain't saying that it happening across the board.
Because that's a discussion, and I guess when I have a chat with some of the bashment artists, we can have that discussion too. But mm-hmm. you know, as you're here, you know, mm-hmm. asking, because you know, bashment is seen as just that genre mm-hmm. or that subgenre that speaks to it. Mm-hmm. When you say it, you know the it, you know. Correct. Either sit, jump, bounce, back, split, whatever. You know, when it can be so much more. You know, mm-hmm. when you can add more to it, and when you see that soca music is what people deem as happy music or whatever, you mm-hmm. could do a lot with it and still have people. You know, you ain't gotta tell a person to jump, but the music can make them jump.
Correct.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
So that's said that was a conversation.
Yeah.
Another time.
All right. Fair enough. You have songs you're sitting on quite a few, but you still mm-hmm. brought out two this year. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful for that there. you think more people need to let go of the music?
I can't speak for other persons, because as you would imagine, this thing has come at a cost. These songs ain't free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it'll be remiss of me to tell an artist, look, you should go and release some music. I ain't know how the white pocket stop.
Hmm.
Right? One, and two, fortunately for me, like, one of these songs I've been sitting on for like 6 years.
Which one is that?
Riches.
This man just got music coming out the wazoo.
Like. Right? So we literally had that done. It just, we had to tweak the arrangement and that kind of stuff, some of the vocals, I think, but We got stuff there, because we recorded stuff and put down. As I said, company was born out of the lockdown.
Yeah.
Right? But we got, I got some other track. I got a, what it gonna be? I have a semi Dibby track, right? But you really say this year.
I don't know how you accomplished that, sir. The sim. Anyone seeing this man, and or even seeing the infamous Island Mass video. There's a video, and those out there that know of this. We've seen Mikey in many, many parties, but there's just this one video that just keeps making the rounds, and he's laughing like that because he knows what we're talking about. Just this one. I don't know. But anyway, a semi-dibby.
It's a little... I literally had to consciously try not to make it too sweet. It's a groove. It's that groovy tempo, mm-hmm. 130, 135, right? But I love a nice sing-along and that sort of stuff. I said, no, we do something different. I want something a little dibby-ish, you know, to you know, give a little bit of a bounce of the derriere.
I'm stepping away from the microphone and just leave this all at you. You go ahead, sir. Just enough rope. Go ahead.
But it was, again, that song finished. It done. Done mixed master everything. It just put down. But we decided we're going to work on the video. We actually work on the video now. Because that's for sure one of the songs, God willing, that things open up a kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we definitely released that one.
All right.
For sure.
All right. All right. Mikey Mercer is here with us. He's one of those artists that continues to be consistent through the years. And if you have been following his career, then you can answer this one rather easily. Now, we have a segment called Fire One. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask a question, and the caller has one shot to answer this question. And this question is about our good guest today, Michael Mercer. So you can give us a call, 434-1790. 434-1790.
Oh, you don't tell me the first person? Oh, they got a call first.
The people afterwards might get a chance, you know, but no. Fire One, brought to you with the kind compliments of Rental Kill Initial Barbados Limited. That's Initial Hygiene Barbados, the experts in hygiene. And Rental Kill Pest Control, the experts in pest control since 1964. We come back with the question right after this.
Hello? Somebody there? If your home has termites, you can't be sure how long you will have a roof over your head. Save your property now with Rentkill Initial's free termite inspection. Plus, get 15% discount on all termite treatments till June 30th. Don't wait. Call Rentkill Initial today at 429-3546. Rentkill Initial, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Alrighty, Fire One, let's go straight to the phone lines. VOB, good afternoon. How are you doing? Yeah, hello? No, all right. On to the next one. VOB, good afternoon. Hello?
Good afternoon, Cassie. Hi, Mikey.
Hi, how
are
you doing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You all right? You called in to answer this question, or you just called to say hi to Mikey? Hey.
She gone?
Oh, she just wants to say hi to Mikey. All right, cool. VOB, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Man, listen to me. Mikey, what? All right, let me try this again. VOB, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening? How are you doing?
Not a much.
All right,
I got to tell Mikey, the only company me and him bored is here for December.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Blessings, boss.
All right, cool. Well, maybe that would be a good luck charm for you. All right, I got a question. You can answer this question?
I try.
You try? All right, you better try and answer them, brother. You better try and answer it correctly. All right, all you have to do is tell me the song that Mikey won Road March with, the first Road March song that he won, and the year.
The first song you want with of the year?
Mm-hmm.
I know he collaborated with Blood. I think that was the first one, isn't it?
Well, how you mean collaborated with? Because Blood was the producer.
Right, me that he and Blood sung the song together.
That was not my first.
So.
Oh, dear. All right, that's your one shot. Sorry. VOB, good afternoon. Hello. Jeez, on break. All right, so the question is out there. For this price, compliments to our sponsors, Rental Kill Initial. All you got to do is tell me the year that Mikey won his first Road March song title and the song that he won it with. But I thought that would be simple, though. 434-1790, but all people is calling and hanging up. Mikey, make the question to her. VOB, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, please. Hi. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. The song is Come Together and the year 2004.
You just Google that? Be honest, you just Google that or you knew it?
Hello?
You just Googled it or you knew it?
I knew it.
Oh. You knew it. Wait, you see that little chuckle afterwards? I think she walked up to it.
I am impressed that she knows it with the actual name.
Yes!
So that's what got me wondering if she Googled it or not.
All right. Well, what's your first name?
Morel.
Pardon?
Morel.
Laura, okay. You hold the line. I'll take your full name and information and we could get these prizes to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. There you go. Well, I thought that would be a challenge, though, you know, Mikey.
Too easy.
I did not. Too easy?
That was too easy.
Man. Because they always call it by wrong name.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
So that is why I thought it was going to be a challenge, but I guess not. All right, don't worry. Next time. Mm-hmm. Next time. All righty. That was Fire One, of course, brought to you with the kind compliments of Rental Kill Initial Barbados Limited. Call them 429-3546 or visit www.initialcaribbean.com and follow them on Facebook, Rental Hill Initial Barbados. Now, your winning prize includes an Ultra Protect Foam Hand Sanitizer, new order, odor control spray, new clean all surface bathroom cleaner, new clean all agro all surface cleaner and degreaser. And I wear some real good stuff.
Yeah, you wanna,
nah, you can't. You cannot. You cannot.
Guess who? Me party people raise up your hand and give me a blight. Now everybody throw your rag and decorate the sky. Let me see them. Let me see them. Let me see them.
All right, then. I was just telling Mikey, my Koduma Day story on that day. I know a lot of stories. People come up to you and tell you these stories, their experiences.
That song easily has the most stories.
Yeah.
I had a group of older ladies, like 60 plus.
Uh huh.
Come up to me and said, "Boy, where you had that grass skirt song? We do the matrix. We can't get too far, but we can't do. We can't do. You had to win that Walmart. But, you know how it goes." Yeah. But the irony is, I actually got a lady that came to me and told me about that song saved her life. Right? She was in a real bad space, a real negative space,
mm-hmm.
and she literally had the knife to her wrist ready.
Whoa.
To get herself, and then she heard the song on the radio, and it made her feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "I want to hear this song again." And she literally sat by the radio until it played again. No, this was early in the state in the crop over season, so it didn't take off yet. So she had to wait a little while. You know what I'm saying? But so obviously, but she literally said it took a few hours, but she sat by the radio. I mean,
wow.
So by the time it came back, as you would imagine, she didn't feel it anymore. She was, and she seeked me out. I come and tell me, "Yeah, boy, you saved my life."
Mm.
And this give you that story of going on. And I just stand up, it, like, seriously. And it was from then that I took my music really, real serious. Because I don't know how it's going to impact people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we talk about the impact of the music on people, and like when we come to a song like, you know, this name Come Together, you know, we think of Fetting Family, we think of our Riches from this year, the songs that seem to have that message.
I'm real big on positivity in the message, and we made a conscious effort since 2017 to say every year at least one song must have a positive message. You understand? So that was where, like, say, Fetting Family, the next year we had Energy. Then we would have had Getting It Good last year. I know Riches this year. We obviously have the Fet songs, the Party songs, the Workout songs, the Jutno songs.
Well, you could combine the two as well, too.
Exactly. You understand? But I still want to make feel-good music. I still want people to be able to take something. Sometimes it's good to do a song and make people think and reflect. Right? And that's what I think. That's what Riches did this year so far. You know, it put things in perspective. You understand? Because a lot of very, very well off people that are lonely.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, they're not happy. So it shows that really money, because you got money, does not necessarily mean you're going to be happy. Right. So when you got life, for sure. You got love, you're surrounded by love, you got family, you got good friends and that sort of stuff. That's when you're truly rich. When you a true millionaire, as you might say.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I just wanted to put some perspective in the whole thing.
Now that's you. Mm-hmm. You're bringing that perspective, you're bringing that positive energy. And you know, we say that the soca music in general is supposed to be happy, feel good music.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that there? Or are you feeling that it still is maintaining that?
Yeah, soca music is happy music. Yeah. It's always about that. For sure.
Yeah.
Anybody that like follows soca knows, they know that is. And the people that follow soca, the energy is be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just love. It's just about enjoyment, living your life and just having a time and making memories, good, long-lasting, positive memories.
Now, you mentioned, you know, one of the things that really was impacted was your ability to tour, to be outside of Barbados, see that reaction to your music, the interaction with those people beyond Barbados, and see how they really embrace the music. Let's talk about some of those stories of being outside of Barbados.
There, like, for instance, the first story that comes to mind is my first time in Bermuda, which was actually the first time I performed outside of Barbados, right, in 2004.
All right.
I actually think it was Square One that was on the show, and Rick was supposed to do the show, so for some reason Rick couldn't make it, and I think Blood had put me on to the people. So Blood called me, like, literally I was in New York prepping for Labor Day. A Blood called me, you busy this weekend? I said, Andy, it's Friday. I know, you busy this weekend? No, all right, will you get the airport tonight? For, I said, you know, yeah, you got a show in Bermuda. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Went on the road, I'm going to get to Bermuda now. Obviously, you had a radio interview the Saturday morning, the show is Saturday night. So, when I on the radio show though, the promo obviously talking to Square One and stuff, then the announcer look at me, so what song do you sing? I started to sweat bullets. I was like, pardon? So he asked Andy, I said, Andy, but you bring me here, the human never hear song?
They know you.
They don't have a clue, remember, never hear song yet?
Wow.
So the first time they heard the song was when the man played. And he was like, this is a good track.
At least he had it.
Because they gave it to him. Oh. You know, they gave it to him because I remember Andy had the bootleg album. So he gave him one of the albums. So he literally unwrapped the CD.
Wow.
I in a full on panic now because, you know, I'm coming off here. You know, I can be real. You know, Beijing's real hard, please.
Oh,
yeah. Right? I'm coming off of that. I said, first time I can perform now, these people are going to look at me like they're crazy. When I get up on stage and the song start, And these people started to get all cash. I forget all the words. All. And they tell me, boy, whatever you tell the people to do, though, then you do. I tell the people to take off the shoes and throw them in the air, people do them. I'm serious.
Wait, you
told them to take off the shoes. And people take off the shoes and throw them in the air. You understand?
You see these artists?
We went to China performing. Obviously, crossing our language barrier in itself is a phenomenal feeling. But in more recent times, the one that stands out to me is Aruba. Again, crossing that language barrier because their main language is Papiamento, right? But these people gravitate to my music in such a way. Furthermore, the bands in Aruba, singing company.
I saw you posted that to your social media.
Sending me some of the videos. And they were like, yeah, boy, the bands are here loving company. And the bands check out the songs and learn it and sing it. And wow. They're like, yo, these men singing this so more than me. Wow. You know, so that was always a fantastic feeling, especially when you cross the language barrier. That's just show you how powerful music is. You understand? And it's always a truly a humbling feeling, and I love to know that my music impacted people in such a positive way.
Someone here saying, I said it before, I'll say it again, Mikey should try to get more involved in an official leadership position in our local music. What say you?
It depends on what capacity you're speaking about.
Ambassador, Mercer.
I offer the music. Mm. All about the music. When all is said and done, they tell them, for me, ain't about the ego, you know. It about the music and even the production, all that sort of whatever is best for the music. Because when all is said and done, it's the music that I'm gonna live on, right? And we're like helping the younger artists and that sort of stuff. I'm all for it because the Bloods, the Edwins, the Ricks, the Bys, all them would help me. So by rights, I got passed on that same knowledge. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, because I was speaking to Krista Cummins-Beckles earlier this week, and she mentioned your involvement in the Junior Soul Come Honor last year. What was it like working with those youngsters?
It was exciting, right? Because it was so good and so heartwarming to see young children so excited about soca, right? And these people were like sponges. Everything they said, people were just soaking it up. And when I get that kind of energy, I just get all the information. And just asking some really interesting questions and that sort of stuff. And then I had the opportunity to watch the finals. And when when that competition was finished, I told Blood was a judge too. I said, brother, would these children will get some maybe a run on the big stage. Nice. You understand? They obviously they need some work, right? Some of them need some work and stuff, but they were still very, very impressive. I love the songs. I love the content. I love the energy. I love the stage presence. And obviously, you know, there were some that stood out and that kind of stuff. That youngster Dynamo, he is nothing simple. Nothing simple. So I am very much looking forward to see this crop grow and where they're going to take it.
So the soca music is in good hands.
I think so. More. I honestly think so.
Michael Mercer is here with us. Of course, his fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplasis Barbados Limited. At 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. Michael Mercer is a part of our Crop Over conversation today. And he seems to like a mole song more than anything else. I don't understand. I can put it over here, right? Yeah. Because big shout outs to Ted Roy in our traffic department. And Ted has this thing called Ted's Yellow Apron. You can follow it on IG. He has guests, cookies, and chefs. I don't know if Chris, were you ever invited to be a part of Ted's Yellow Apron?
Indirectly.
He indirectly.
Indirectly.
No. So that he mentioned it. So that's not, she didn't really get invited. It's like, I think she was probably in the room when he was inviting someone else. But she didn't get an official invitation. But there was a little back and forth just now between Teddy and Michael. When he was like, well, I call you. You didn't call me back. So this is another thing you can be part of now. Teddy's yellow apron.
But it got to show off the culinary skills, right? But but my skill set is limited to eating.
Because the man just said the only thing he puts in his tuna.
The only thing I put in my tuna is a fork. Push out the shovel, you can't. And I don't do it, brother.
Well, rough. I don't understand this. This ain't making any sense. All right. Now, when we go back and we look at the different partnerships that you've had and continue to build on through the years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you hear other artists saying, well, I can't get enough sponsors. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to come on board. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's you tooting your horn or whatever, but what is it? How are you able to, and perhaps someone listening, mm-hmm. someone new to the game, and they're looking to get involved, you know, wondering, well, how can we strike it this year? Because it seems like you got off yourself and sharing it.
Far from. What it would encourage people to stay true to themselves, right? And align themselves with brands, one that they live and that they can represent naturally. And you got to understand that you are a brand as well. So everything you do, from the music you put out, how you carry yourself, everything is going to affect your brand. And that will then kind of direct or open up the doors to which brands are going to be, could possibly align themselves with you, right? I see a need, I feel a need. I learned that from a robot, a cartoon there, robots.
See a need and feel a need.
See a need, or feel a need.
You need to elaborate on that.
If I realize that the need somebody in town that's selling papers, you gonna sell papers. Mm. You see the need, fill the need. You understand? And from she tried to knock down my life. And she do that on purpose. So within the music, we wanted some artist that was actively like pushing through with different kinds of brands. Mm. Even like how the type of pushing like ice. Man, how you get advertised? I used to say, you find a way. You know what I'm saying? And I figure out that's creative ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And I always love a challenge.
Yeah.
So it ain't a case that, because I got a lot of brands that I just can't align with. Mm-hmm. I am aligning myself and saying that I ain't going to use.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So dig deep. Check. Figure out. It's not as simple as roll on. Everybody's used roll on. Mm. You understand?
That's the assumption.
Yeah. Well,
you have a cash SDR?
This is true. This is legit. But yeah, so check. Elaine, if you realize that you use a certain roll on all your time, reach out. They can say yes or they can say no.
Mm.
You understand? But they got to get creative and take a package to them. Mm. Because it's when all is said and done, is why would they put you to represent the brand as opposed to somebody else? Mm. Right?
So about you, your brand, correct, representing
the other brand. Oh, exactly. Right.
Brought to you the kind compliments of West India Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means just give us a call today, 271-4933 and Roto Plus. It's Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist, also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Mikey is a part of our Crop Over conversation. You're learning anything here? Because I know, again, because he's added, in case you came in late, he's added broadcaster to the long list of accolades. Long. Yeah, but you know, it's always a pleasure when we come in, because I always learn something. I think I knew, but no, I thought I knew, but I didn't think. But then you ask yourself the question, well, he's been doing so much and he continues to do so much. And I know that you're someone, and you mentioned this to me years ago, like your team is already planning for the next year.
Yeah.
So your team was planning for 2020. Mm. Well, we all know what happened.
Bit, yeah.
And I knew from 2020, you're planning for 2021. Mm. You know what happened there. Mm. There's a plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 2020 happened, we actively made two solid plans.
Mm.
Right? So for 2021, there was in case it opened, be ready. If not, cool. We got a plan. Okay. Right? And it again according to plan so far. we'll be headed out September.
Mm-hmm.
September time, yeah. Outside, got some outside work and stuff like that. So
this is stuff that was a part of the plan, or
this this came as a result of mm-hmm. the plan, right? You have to maintain relevance in entertainment. A year without hearing from an artist is a long time, right? People forget you fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to, you know, maintain a certain level of relevance. And ironically, one of the first places that call us is Aruba.
Get your shoes ready.
Yeah. Right? So, really excited to get back out there on the big stage and that sort of stuff. But still taking it in stride. We still have some other projects happening here that I am not at liberty to speak on as yet.
Well, that's good, because you're not on liberty. Yeah. Come, we'll go. Let's go, buddy.
Well, we definitely have some interesting stuff coming from Mikey Morris and the whole team coming.
And this is music related, because we know you also have your charity. You also have your Mr. Strongman, Mr. Powerlifter. Were you up to lifting tractors now?
I got to say a big shout out to the team at Basa Basa. We just training, just fitness. Mm-hmm. You understand? I work on the cardio in the morning, I weightlift in the evening. Try to maintain some remnants of strength.
Because, you know, and I was having this discussion, I think, either yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about many people that focus on strength don't really deal with cardio.
No, you got to do cardio too, because when all is said and done, I still got to perform. So yeah. I still got to be up and down for the stage.
Mm.
And as you would have learned, singing one song running up and down, which is a 3 or 4 minute, is very stress.
Yeah.
You understand? So consider doing that for 40.
I had to rethink life after that.
So consider doing that for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I always admire that, you know, particularly for you guys when you're in the band.
Yeah,
you know, you're doing your sets and up and down and still have that energy, you know.
What
am I doing with my life?
So it is a necessity. Mm. The cardio is definitely a necessity.
Okay.
And is a good feeling that when you walk up, you get the top of the stairs and you're having a puffy too.
Okay.
You understand? So it might necessitate you being able to lift up a truck, but you got to walk up the stairs to get the truck, you get the top of the stairs.
Karate.
We actually doing self-defense classes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been starting some self-defense classes like 3 weeks ago at Basa Basa on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you follow me on Instagram or any social media, you will see the flyer. Or you can check out the Basa Basa link Instagram page as well. And that's been going fantastic. We had a fantastic time last night. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm.
It's predominantly female, but we do have some males too.
Because I was just going to ask who you're targeting with that.
Yeah, it's, generally when you hear people say self-defense, you think females.
Exactly. I think that's something that you may need to try to battle past. Because, you know, as you say, self-defense, you say, well, women got to defend yourself. Well, you men got to defend yourself too. Or if the woman looked to the man to defend her, like, dude.
What you going to do? Yes, I am. But we're competition with me. I take a step back from competition with karate.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
It was due to an injury.
Well, yeah, right? We know you had an injury sometime.
Right, and that was a serious injury, right? Mm. And I would not be able to compete at the level that I want to compete at, right?
Okay.
And anybody that knows me with karate, I don't mm-hmm. tech things lately, I gain name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but everything's happened for a reason, and I'm able to help coach some of the younger karatekas and that sort of stuff, hopefully to retain what we would have won and stuff, or even go further,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is a coaching is just as, or something even more so fulfilling for me, you understand? To know you helping somebody to achieve their goal is fantastic, is amazing. And yeah, that's karate, the strong, the charity, we doing this stuff, we quietly, mm-hmm. you understand? We ain't got broadcast everything, but you could look out for some big stuff coming.
Mm.
Within the next 2 months, yeah, some fundraisers and such, but we can be reaching out to some schools and some households as we've been doing over the past few years to assist however we can. As I said, we're not a huge charity, and mm. we're a very small charity actually. And obviously, due to the pandemic, was the pandemic of itself been kind of draining,
mm.
but we're still trying to help who we can.
All right. People have mm-hmm. been reaching out to you for assistance.
For sure, yeah. For sure. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes it was surprising to me to see some of the people that were reaching out, right? But with Team Mikey Charity, we don't judge,
mm.
right? We understand everybody take a hit.
But we saw how it's really impacted a lot of people. Yeah,
everybody take a hit. Yeah. We included. Yeah, we take the hit. So
we, but you.
Mm-hmm.
How are you handling that? Because obviously, you know, we talk about you keeping active and doing these different things and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you look a good look, you know, but yeah. many times
it's a struggle.
We put up,
let me be, I can be real, transparent. It's been a struggle. For those who, some people know, some people know, I actually battle with depression,
mm-hmm.
clinical depression. I actually diagnosed clinical depression, right? So this time would have been a extremely challenging time for me, but do some therapy and that sort of stuff like that. It's not as taboo as it was before, mm-hmm. right? Reach out, ask for the help, get the help. And I want to encourage people to, everybody got those strong friends. Check on those strong friends here.
Mm.
Check on their strong friends, because sometimes those strong friends just really need somebody, you know what I'm saying? But it has been challenging, but the exercise has been helping. The music definitely has been helping, and keeping positive people around and people that checking on you and that sort of stuff. I'm eternally grateful to all of them, to everyone, close friends, the family, even the fans mm-hmm. that would just send a direct message. Yeah, just hoping everything all right, such and such. You understand? But it's been a hit. I can be honest. But if you take it in straight, day by day,
mm.
put God first and be good to go.
Oh, you mentioned others reaching out to you. Mm-hmm. How are you reaching out to your peers? You know, because obviously, mm-hmm. you know, you have this network of entertainers and musicians and producers.
But you see, it's kind of ironic, because almost all the entertainers are alphas in some way. Yeah, so that's you good? Most of the time, everybody can say, yeah, man, they good. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's the ones that you're closer to them that you can know, all right, yeah, I can tell that you ain't good.
Mm.
If you want to talk, know that the space here and that sort of stuff, and the judgment again.
You mentioned it's not taboo, but is it really not as taboo?
It's not as. I didn't say it's not taboo.
That's what I said. Not as,
because,
taboo.
You know, there are still some people that when you, you're getting therapy, Rob, you mad? No, it's not that. Because bear in mind, I would encourage a lot more men to do it. mm-hmm. right? Because in the society that we were raised in, men, more time you would hear of like women calling their friends and saying, I ain't doing so good, my son, I crib about this. You call your boys, man, I know it's a good boy, sitting on crib about it. Mama, crib about.
Can't drink around.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. But sometimes, you need to express, you need to speak, you need to sound it out. And if we could get some more literal support groups where men could go and be safe and speak about these things, I think it really can shift the paradigm.
Have you ever you've been to any of the men's support groups?
Not here. Mm. I wasn't even aware that I had men's support groups there. I've been to therapy here. Yeah. But I've been to men's support groups overseas. Mm. And it's so interesting, whereas you would find, they have four CEOs in there. Four, big ones. And they were just, they just needed someone to listen and not judge. You understand? Because when you're in a position of power, where you're seen as, you know, that strong person or that sort of stuff, people do not expect you to have weakness. Everybody human, right? So when, as alpha or whatever, the CEO or that sort of, you having a weak moment, nobody know what to do. Because
serious moment.
Yeah, because everybody usually going to come to you for help.
Mm.
So what's happening when you want the help, or what we do run about the hellish chickens, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need that little unit, that circle. Some people are fortunate that that's their friends.
Yeah, I mean, there are actually a couple here. I could think of one actually called Mentz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't remember what the acronym stands for, but mm-hmm. that's been set up recently. But again, it comes. So we've been raised, you know, to take these feelings and just
and suppress them. You know, men are supposed to what feelings? What?
Yeah,
you know, what you got issues, healthy. You know,
but we need to talk, and you need those outlets, you know, where we could really interact. And then, as you say, you know, you see a CEO, you don't think, you know, mm-hmm. comes back to your song riches just because you have the money. You don't read that.
Correct. You know?
So it's all that there. All right, so September, you're looking to flail, but we can still follow you and see what's happening with Mikey.
Yeah, man, Mikey Mercer 246 as across all platforms. You can chat with Ted Roy when you want to see the culinary skills shortly. Yeah,
Ted's Yellow Apron.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna make sure that I will make sure that I talk about it before, and I will. Well, normally. Because how it goes is you cook on your end and Ted will cook the same thing on his end.
Correct.
But
this is going to be the shortest episode he ever had.
No, I
can tell you that for
You cannot come on Ted's Yellow Apron and just crack a tin of tuna.
You'd be surprised what you could do when you put your money to it. Yeah.
I'm just saying this. No. Michael, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Yes,
today,
sir.
All right. Chef D later?
Of course.
All right.
Big at the team. Captain Lowe's, Dior, yes, I.
All right.